Women have, obviously, cycles like the moon. My next poem is about this, about the ever-changing variety of a woman. In the poem, which is called Nude with a Red Handbag, this particular woman, this particular nude, at the worst part of her cycle, hurls her handbag at her friend in horror at the death which is in the relationship, because at the point of menstruation she realizes that yet another death has occurred. The relationship is unproductive. It's about then changing feelings in the woman and the response of the man. I refer in it to Lucy. Lucy is the virgin saint of the winter solstice, the sort of lowest point of the year. Nude with a red handbag. This menstruous nude with handbag red and stuffed hurls it with all her sorrows at my head. My menstruous nude with handbag stuffed and red has, with her air of walking naked, bluffed the world to think she bears herself alone. Now, what cargo of deadweights, ballast, pours from her flowering open handbag, falling through air, sunspot engendering storms, collapsing sandstone. She who is my trapped, my trappist model, makes her own self-portrait, mixing blood with air. She laughs and weeps to see her certain failure. Love letters tumbling from her pallet box are slender tombstones, ancient fever charts. I turn to console her, turn to dry her tears. Already in fallopian sky, her satellite veers to the dark start of the crescent. She squats, absorbed in perilous Delphic mysteries, like one plugging a hole with dynamite. Then puts our love back on, no longer tight, caresses, smiles, surprised at my surprise. Once more she is my Lucy of the solstice, Madonna light, emerging from the pilot cabin in her guise of the blue stewardess to hijack me from my false flight. Almost she has forgotten that another fruitless month has fallen from the calendar. She gathers up her bag, and it is slender. Its clasps join smoothly as we move together. It seems to her so clear that any nude who lugs from death to death a stuffed red bag and turns each moon into a blistered hag must be allowed her cave of solitude.